recording for use on the air now with State Senator Jim Broach in Baltimore County. Understand you have some questions about MTA's new system of recording audio on buses. What's the concern about it?
Well, the concern is it's against the law. One-party audio surveillance is illegal in Maryland. It's been illegal. The governor's department, you know, the MTA has come in to the legislature on a few occasions and asked for permission to do this. A Senate committee and a House committee both rejected it, and now they're doing it anyway. So to me, it's a simple case of them trying to circumvent the law. It's illegal in the state of Maryland, and it needs to be stopped. And if it doesn't, we're going to go to court. And believe me, there's going to be a lot of allies. And, you know, when I say we're going to go to court, I'm sure special interests will go to court. As far as the legislature is concerned, we can just pass a law next year and, you know, reaffirm what we need to do. But we've already done it. It's illegal to do this in Maryland.
And why is it illegal?
Because you have to have two-party consent. You know, video is one thing, and you know, you can video anything. You can video a police officer, you know, making a stop. But one-party audio surveillance without consent of the other party is illegal in the state of Maryland. And this is, a way of circumventing it.
We have heard from MTA that they got clearance, received clearance. The AG's office said it passes muster. How do you respond to that?
I don't know how. I mean, you need two-party consent. It's clearly written that way in the law, and they don't have two-party consent. I mean, if everybody wants to get on a bus and sign off on a waiver, which means the other party has consented, that's one story. It's preposterous, but that's one story. But you can't audiotape someone, without their knowledge. And the only thing I could think that the AG's office may be saying is that, when people get on a bus, that if there's a notice that they're doing this and that people consent to doing this, I guess that is a way of getting around the law. But it's bad public policy, and there's a reason why the legislature, which was elected by the people, have said no to this. You know, MTA wasn't elected by the people. The people's will in the state is that one-party audio surveillance is illegal. It's in the statute. It's been there for years. And MTA, I think, needs to respect it.
And that would have been my next question. I think you've answered it. Their response to that question is they have signs up which show or state that what's happening on the bus is that sounds are being recorded. And that's what they have said they feel is sufficient. It sounds as though if you don't want that to happen, you simply don't ride on the bus. Is that your understanding?
I mean, it sounds like what they're doing is they found a very clever technicality that may or may pass legal muster. And the more you and I are speaking about this, the more I realize that probably the only real remedy, outside of somebody like the ACLU going to court and it taking, a few years to rectify is for us to come in and put in more pinpoint legislation, calling out the MTA basically in legislation and saying, the MTA, is not allowed to do a one-party, audio surveillance, even with, the signs. And, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to circumvent a law that's, there for the privacy of Marylanders. And again, I think it's bad public policy. And, for some reason, in Baltimore City and other jurisdictions across the state, video surveillance seems to be working. It's working in fighting crime. You see that on city streets, they have video surveillance and the police have used it to their advantage. They haven't asked for audio surveillance, and I'm just wondering why the MTA, wants to intrude on people's privacy.